No, we're going to listen to this. Your hilarious rant.
It's for Carol
the
tomorrow.
The funniest thing you ever
this
did.
Is good. I just noted seeing the thing. That's the absurdity. But that is also what's going on at the UNG, at the G7 summit when it comes up. They'll be saying the same thing, right? It's who's in charge. Who's in charge? Who gets to say
IMF? The IMF does it best. Okay, we'll loan your country $100 billion if you'll give us $100 billion to $200 billion in aid. And if you'll give us that, then we'll loan you that money for your IMF charter. And we're like, well, great, but if I had $200 million, I wouldn't need to borrow $100 million from you. I mean, if I'm not going to have a country, I might as well not have a good country. I might as well not have a country that has no debt if I'm going to not have a country. You see? So, it's, you know.
Okay, so these issues, which were big concerns.
You have to ask him.
All right, we can't get that. I'm not going to get that from Ion.
No.
Okay.
But if you remember what JW was telling you,
yeah,
and you were kind of like with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek listening,
yeah.
But you were getting it, and then all of a sudden those things started happening, and you're like, wow, wait a minute. He said this bank was going to fall. He said this thing was going to not work out. He said this thing was going to be gobbled up by that thing. And all of a sudden that started happening.
Yes.
And we were talking about the fall of Merrill Lynch long before it actually fell, and everybody just going, ha, 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 ha. God, Merrill Lynch ain't this. Merrill Lynch falls, everything's over. Well, yeah,
everything's going
over. Pretty much. And then JW's phone has to change his number because his phone's going wild. Because everybody wants this. Might as well. E.F. Hutton had gas. Let's hear what he has to say. E.F. Hutton knows it all. Well, then they wanted to talk. Then, boy,
yeah,
he had their undivided attention. Well, of course, at this point, he said, well, you know what? You didn't listen to me the first time, so I may not be the one to help you this time. Good luck with that.
And that was a couple of years ago, that scenario.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Wish you the best. No. You knew it. Yeah. But you didn't listen then, so what makes me think you're going to be willing to listen now?
Well, that's why.
Figure it out for yourself. You're a big boy.
So we were talking about source and resource. You know, Ion points out the original source that always was the best.
Is, will be.
I see that Ion shows up through JW to spread the word on this because
allow it to be able to be communicated without any this
whatever the humans well, the humans get in the way.
Yeah. Those silly humans, powerful creators that cause the mess and then have to come see non-physical to ask the question of how it happened. Well, Bob, how did you convince everybody to keep typing when you knew they should stop typing? And then you want non-physical to explain it all when you're the one that created it in the first place, and then go, what a fine mess we're in now. Now, non-physical, jump in here and straighten it all out for us, because we have allowed non-physical to tear up the world and the universe. It's coming ripping at the seams. It's over. And we created every bit of it. We lined it up. We orchestrated it. We caused it. We borrowed the money. We created the papers. We bought the house. We had a house. And then we had 5 houses. And then we had 27 cars that we couldn't drive. We got 2 TVs per person in each home. We have 2,000 channels for each TV that we can't watch. So now we're going to move the TVs together so we can watch 2,000 channels on 2 different TVs at the same time so we can keep up with all the news that is news across the living nation so we won't be falling behind. But we can't watch TV because we have to be busy answering our 16,000 emails about who's sitting on the porch and what they were doing and how they felt when they sat on the porch and let one little drop of blood fall somewhere on the planet, and there's a YouTube giving you every living detail. And then you have rooms while you're tweeting to talk about the one drop of blood that fell somewhere on this planet, and you get to watch the video, and then you get to blog about what you think about the video, and then you say, Margie, did you see that drop of blood that fell somewhere in the planet? I saw it on my Facebook. It's rampant. There's been 400 million hits on this one YouTube site, so much so that YouTube is going to go out of business because they're having to pay for the best new hot shot things that are on somebody that can provide cunnilingus to themselves on the boob tube that they can, everybody's watching, so now they have to pay for the best videos because the advertisers aren't getting any hits because of this free thing that's out there that they're having to pay the people to put their crazy dogs and cats laying together on the YouTube, and now Google's going to have to buy them because they're not making any money.